Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies in major cities like Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. A gentle breeze is sweeping through, making it a pleasant evening for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, the IDF killed a Gaza terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Noah Argamani and Avina Tanor on October 7th. Hamas commander holding other hostages was killed in a separate strike. This follows the recent Hamas disarmament deal announcement. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports, in the last hour, a clash between Eisenkot and Likud over the balance of power framework for Hamas disarmament and IDF withdrawal in Gaza. A diplomatic source stated that IDF will not move from its current position before Hamas disarms. Also this hour, from Walla, reports indicate that the U.S. and Israel are preparing for a possible attack on Iran as early as this weekend. This plan was presented during a cabinet meeting at Camp David. Separately, JNS highlights that a majority of House Democrats are urging Netanyahu to remove a fence blocking access for children from Omar Kher to a school. They emphasize the barrier's impact on local communities. And finally, the Times of Israel shares that footage appears to contradict IDF's claim about a Palestinian driver accelerating towards troops before being wounded. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, an analyst, posted earlier today that the history of internal Palestinian conflict complicates Israel's security situation, pointing to past factional violence beyond just Hamas's role. Emily Schrader, a commentator, highlighted earlier that resolving the region's issues involves addressing not just nuclear threats, but also human rights and economic conditions. The Times of Israel noted earlier that new footage raises questions about the IDF's account of an incident involving a Palestinian driver and Israeli troops. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF's targeted strike eliminated key figures involved in recent kidnappings. This comes after a new disarmament agreement with Hamas, aiming to reduce hostilities. The impact of these strikes could influence ongoing negotiations and regional stability. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the disagreement between Eisenkot and Likud centers on when and how the IDF should withdraw from Gaza. The military's current position is to stay until Hamas disarms, reflecting the delicate balance between security and diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Walla's report on U.S. and Israel's potential strike on Iran underscores the volatile nature of regional politics. Discussions at Camp David signal serious consideration of military action, which could escalate tensions in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, JNS reports on U.S. lawmakers pressing Netanyahu to dismantle a barrier affecting local communities. This move stresses the importance of addressing humanitarian concerns amid security measures. Finally, the Times of Israel's footage contradicting IDF's account could lead to increased scrutiny of military operations and their justification. Accurate reporting and transparency remain crucial in maintaining public trust and diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that missile engine maker Tomer is moving towards an IPO. The company, known for its work on Arrow missiles, plans a bond offering as part of its expansion strategy. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights issues in the rental market. Despite government efforts, the lack of a functional financing model has stalled long-term rental projects in Israel. And finally, Walla Business warns of economic risks as AI displaces older workers. The lack of investment in training for those over 50 could have significant financial implications for Israel's economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.